I know exactly when my life shifted. That precise instant when his eyes met mine, and I no longer saw the bland look of familiarity, but danger and fire, lust and hunger. Perhaps I should have turned away. Perhaps I should have run. I didn't. I wanted him. More, I needed him. The man and the fire that he ignited inside of me. And in his eyes, I saw that he needed me, too. That was the moment that everything changed. Me, most of all. But whether it changed for good or for ill, well, that remains to be seen. Even dead, my Uncle John knew how to throw one hell of a party. His Chicago lakeside penthouse was bursting at the seams with an eclectic collection of mourners, most of whom had imbibed so much wine from the famous Howard John cellar that whatever melancholy they'd brought with them had been sweetly erased. And now this wake or reception or whatever the hell you wanted to call it wasn't the least bit somber. Politicians mingled with financiers, mingled with artists and academics, and everyone was smiling and laughing and toasting the deceased. At his request, there'd been no formal funeral, just this gathering of friends and family, food and drink, music and mirth. John, he hated the name Howard, had lived a vibrant life, and that was never more obvious than now in his death. I missed him so damn much, but I hadn't cried, hadn't screamed and ranted, hadn't done anything, really, except move through the days and nights, lost in a haze of emotions, my mind numb, my body anesthetized. I sighed and fingered the charm on my silver bracelet. He'd presented me with the tiny motorcycle just over a month ago, and the gift had made me smile. I hadn't talked about wanting to ride a motorcycle since before I turned 16, and it had been years since I'd ridden behind a boy, my arms tight around his waist and my hair blowing in the wind. But Uncle John knew me better than anyone. He saw past the princess to the girl hidden inside. A girl who'd built up walls out of necessity, but still desperately wanted to break free. Who longed to slip on a pair of well-worn jeans, grab a battered leather jacket, and go a little wild. Sometimes, she even did. And sometimes, it didn't end right at all.